Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to One for the Weekend. This is the last podcast.
You got 16,000 subs on your channel.
I have. Get in there.
Do something nice at Christmas and go and sub to James Lawrence Alcott.
And I'm making a tweak on the channel content. I'm going for quality instead of quantity now. So if it's not up to scratch, let me know. Because I'm not doing as many.
Haven't noticed it.
Oh. You were part of a quality video. If you haven't seen that, the process,
me and Flav. I've got nearly 10,000 views. I'm amazed.
Forget that. This is the last podcast, last one for the weekend of 2018. Incredible stuff. I hope you've had a very, very good Christmas. And what I thought would be good is if we kind of review the year, but don't do it in that obvious way that everyone else does it. We'll do it in the one for the weekend style, which essentially is allowing them to do the work, them create the awards, and then we just offer up great chemistry, great chat, and great content. Sound good?
Yep.
Great. Tamra's on the ones and twos. Tamra, you good?
Yeah, well, we're all good.
Good Christmas?
Yeah, had a lovely Christmas.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Good. Get everything you wanted?
What did you do?
I just went round to my auntie's house, my grand's house,
lovely.
My sister's house, and I just collected.
Any light, late night activities?
Okay, yeah. You could have just asked if that's all you wanted.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want. Any late night activities? Were you involved in any kind of rooms that are relatively hot?
No, can't say I was.
Well, then look into that because, you know, get a radiator or something. Dyson's really good.
And don't, you know, don't deny what you love.
Great, let's get into the pod.
So, loads of nominees, loads of awards. Thank you very much for everyone who has contributed on my Twitter account, also in the comment section a couple of weeks ago. Let's dive in.
Okay.
First one, simple one, quite a big one. Actually, let's go with this one first. The Room 69 Foyer Award, never to return Room 69. Winner.
Right, so
someone who's going to... Now, Room 69 is... It's a foyer where you're eternally peckish for people who are not offering anything to the game of football anymore.
Yeah.
2018 has seen several people go into Room 69 and actually quite a few come out.
Well, a couple come out, haven't they?
And Mourinho came back in.
I think it's time for Mourinho to go back in. Mm. Yeah, he's been in and out doing hokey-cokey.
So who is the final award winner? So what I was thinking we'd do with these is we'll offer up some of them. Other ones have got, there are answers as well. And then you guys get involved in the comments and let us know who your nominees for these awards are as well. So I thought we'd kick off with one of our favourites, Room 69 Foyer Award, never to return. Who would you like to go for?
Mark Hughes.
Mark Hughes, done. Done and dusted now.
Yeah.
Gone.
Done. Like, because if even Southampton realise you ain't up to much. There's not much left for you in the game. Like, what's he going to do now?
Mm.
He's done... Like, as a player, he was really a very good forward, right? And you know, it's fair that he's had a good crack at the whip. A fair crack at the whip in football. But every managerial job he has ends in the exact same way. Stoke, bored him to death, got sacked. QPR, bored him to death, got sacked. Manchester City could not stop drawing at Manchester City. It was the manager, I think, when
he was.
Sheikh Mansour took over.
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was. So, Mansour, you've had your fair share now. Do us all a favour and just go.
Mm.
All right? I think everybody will agree on that.
And he's the kind of
guy...
What
were the other options, did you
say? So, I was thinking other people that are in there, I think Pardew.
Pardew, yeah.
See, we haven't been talking about him recently.
He should stay in there, but I think he could come back and do something because he did something with Newcastle.
That's true. And actually, that's the thing with Mark Hughes. That's what I don't like about Mark Hughes.
He's
never done anything. Two, at least Pardew, he likes a bit of fun, doesn't he?
Well, he's a bit of a dick, and
he's giving something, isn't he? Even if it's the something he's kind of taken away about how well you can how serious you can take him as a football manager. At least he's giving us some entertainment.
Yeah, it is a bit of fun to him. We've seen the dance moves and all that stuff. Like that, he's offering some form of charm, at least. Big Sam, same thing. Tony Pulis, same thing. There's an element there, right? But Mark Hughes,
nothing.
Miserable.
Nothing.
All he just goes, well, that's how you win football matches in the Barclays Premier League. That's just how he talks. It's always the rest of
Barclays Premier League.
He always says whatever it is. I don't know what it is. He likes to say the sponsor. He says a sponsor and he goes, if you continue doing that, you're never going to win football matches. Anyway.
Yeah, but you're never going to win football matches. You've never won football matches. You've drawn football matches.
That is good about Mark Hughes as a contender for this award is the fact that I can't see him coming back from this because
where does he go, Jim?
Well, that's a good point. And he's never gone to the depths of the Championship before. Pardew's done it. Pulis has done it. Allardyce has done it. They've worked their way up.
You want another shot? You want another shot?
You're going to have to dip.
Go down the leagues. I'm not saying Championship. Go League One. And not even now, I'm not sure they want you.
Yeah. I'm quite happy for Mark Hughes to get it. That's incredible that Mourinho's not getting it. Because he's been in and out quite a lot.
And you know he's won a lot, and he you know while I think his days as a top football manager are over, I said this about 2 years ago as well, didn't I? Remember?
Yeah. This is a great thing that you can learn from Flav. If you say every opinion, you'll always be able to go back to and say you're right. That's true. Something I've learned in 2018.
But the fact is, I said that.
Yes.
I said that one.
Those are the facts.
The fact is that so.
Do you know what, I love a Chris Pajek that said this. I hadn't heard this anywhere else, and maybe I should have, but he was like, he's not a football manager, he's an interpreter. He had Bobby Robson's rule book, Bobby Robson's managerial book. He took that everywhere he went, and he hasn't added a single page to it.
I don't
amazing.
I don't agree with that, but classic. I love it. I love the banter. I don't think that's true.
Pajek's so good.
Oh, no, Pajek's amazing.
He did this other thing with Housen where he was saying, you can't... Like, I've been there as a Liverpool fan, not, like, been there after a dynasty of success. Mm. And when you're in that, you think, oh, this is the guy. And you don't even see it coming. And he went to Housen. You can't even... This was, like, in March or something. You can't even see it coming. He is never going to win the Premier League with Man United. Never. It was amazing. Pure poetry.
Pajak's incredible. He is.
Great man. Yeah. Three cheers for Chris Pajak. Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip. Hooray. Hip hip. Hooray. Tanvir.
I hope you had a Merry Christmas, Chris Pajak, and Paul Mason.
Yeah, and the kids as well.
And the kids and all of them.
Room 69. Do you want to throw anything in the hat just quickly before we move on?
Well,
I'm happy to give him a mark.
What's he going to add?
He's part of it, isn't he? Sort of. Yeah.
Let's get Patrice Evra in there.
You put Patrice Evra in there?
He was, he's in
Man
there.
United
he's
legend.
In there. He's in there already.
I want him gone forever.
In there, yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to hear I love this game anymore. Shut up.
I love this game! It is bollocks. It's so boring.
Yeah. Enough now. Less of that. Right, I'm... Yeah, so we've both gone for... Mark Hughes I'm happy with.
Mark Hughes...
Tavis Jackson, Patrice Evra. Who do you think deserves that award?
Let's I'm not on Instagram, so I'm not...
Yeah, but it's gotten to the point where people don't remember him... know him as a footballer, it's, he's just on Instagram doing
It's a tightrope that all pros who become ex-pros have to tread.
Well, because carefully. It's more valuable to be a social media following than it is your heritage as a footballer.
He's got enough money that he could have retained his integrity.
Spent it all on women the other night.
That's not true.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I said he might have, so I don't need to add allegedly, do I?
Shit sacking of the year. That's shit sacking of the year. Who didn't deserve to get the axe? I've got three nominees.
Okay, let me know what they are.
One I imagine you can guess, Flav. Ian Holloway. Did everything that was asked of him.
No, he didn't.
He did everything that was asked of him.
He nearly got you relegated.
No, he didn't. We were absolutely fine that shit.
Ian Holloway isn't one of the...
That's one of my nominees.
It's your nominee. But yeah. Literally, what in
I'm
terms
fairly sacked. Did everything that was asked of him. Cut the budget again and again and again and still got the job done.
Well, Steve McLaren's doing a better job.
He's doing a great job. I'm worried he's going to go to Man United, if I'm honest. You know, he's got links there. But maybe that might get Holloway back in. So.
Would you want Holloway back?
McLaren's doing very well.
Would you want... If someone said to you, you can swap McLaren with Holloway, would you take... No, you're a liar.
I would.
And you're a horrible
human
being.
Do you know what I'll say? Do you know what I will say? And look, Steve, I've been very impressed with the coaching you have done with this group of players.
Right.
That said, you'll never be Holloway.
You're like a husband...
That hurt
of an abusive wife.
In terms of
What? And you just keep letting her come back, even though she hits you.
Ian Holloway has never hit me.
Not literally, but just figuratively, through his management of the football club. He's beaten you with an iron.
That was probably one of my lowest days of 2018 in a football sense. Definitely. It was tough. And
he's
wasted on TalkSport.
We helped you.
No, you didn't, did you?
We helped you.
You were just taking, it was like I was a bloody chimpanzee in a zoo. You're just taking photos of me.
And posting them on Twitter.
Yeah, whilst I was throwing my shit everywhere. So that's one nominee, Ian Holloway. Frank de Boer, give him a chance. Although, to be fair, was that last year? Oh, I got that wrong.
Yeah, you have. Sorry, but still, but, no, I'm fine. Because we are reaching it.
Arsene Wenger's sacking, maybe not, didn't deserve it, but it was a bit shit, wasn't it? It was such a slow...
What did he sack, or did he walk away?
Great question. He walked away. He jumped before he was pushed, didn't he?
Yeah, he resigned.
But now Arsenal are looking good. They've moved in the right direction. That said, I don't think they've got many more points than they did with Wenger at the same stage. Obviously, this at the time of recording, they're in a similar position results-wise as they were with Arsene Wenger. But yeah, the feeling at Arsenal is very different now, isn't it? And that had to happen. That second, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It was grim, wasn't it? Because like the last game was at Huddersfield away. The game before meant nothing because they hadn't achieved anything because they were all sick of him. And it was this weird, awkward, like, okay, yeah, look, we get you did stuff, but we're also kind of, we're sick of you now. Please leave. It was a weird feeling, that whole sacking, wasn't it? You were always like, for all the time that I've known you, you've always gone like, I can't wait for Wenger to go.
Yeah.
Do you still feel like this is it's going to get worse before it gets better?
No, it won't. It'll be worse. It'll be better. It'll be all over the place because that's what supporting a normal football club is like. Mm. What they had with Wenger, apart from the last season, was a consistency that most teams would dream of. And they've removed that because they had to, because that isn't the way football is anymore. Mm. And when he leaves, you'll experience the roller coaster of events that you haven't otherwise. You know, the confidence you've got in your team about consistently being in the top four or winning the league, you can't have that confidence anymore. Not with a club like Arsenal.
Yeah.
Arsenal Spurs are similar, right? If Pochettino leaves Tottenham, or has left Tottenham, depending on what's happened since recording this, I have no idea what next season's going to have in store for us. And that's the same for Arsenal. If Emery isn't there in a year's time, no one would be surprised. That's football.
Yeah.
If he's there in 3 years' time, you'd be surprised. So, look, you're part of the rat race now. Okay. And that's fine because, you know, you're happy with Emery. But are you going to be happy with him if he finishes fifth? What will happen is what we always said, as a transitional series and next season will be better. And the fact is, Arsenal, normal football club like Tottenham, because Wenger isn't there to control everything anymore.
Okay. So those are the three nominees I've got. Kevin Nolan was another one I wanted to chuck in there because he like did an incredible job with Notts County, got them to like the playoffs final, and then
did he?
Yeah. And then the next season they just sacked him from nowhere for like absolutely no reason.
How are they doing now?
They then had Harry Kewell as manager for like 50 odd days, and he got the sack.
Absolutely,
it's not been going well.
No, okay.
I don't know who they've got in now. So that was another one I chucked in there. Any other nominees? Or are we going to go from one of those three?
Let's go with one of those three. I'm going to go with. I'm going to go Mark Hughes. I'm going to throw a curve.
Oh my God.
Yeah, shouldn't have gone.
You've got to give him time. Give him a chance.
Yeah,
Jesus.
I would say.
Because in this part of the season in the Premier League, there's not been that many, you know.
Ian Holloway.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, I'm giving you that.
Yeah, let's go with Ian Holloway.
Merry Christmas. Match of the year. I've got four options here.
Okay.
England versus Colombia.
I didn't see that.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to remind?
I tell you what, you should have watched that. That was a cracker.
Do you want to remind them why we didn't?
Flav didn't see it. I did see it because of Flav. We were in Russia. Well, actually, let's go to another nominee, and we'll go there chronologically. England versus Belgium in the group stages.
Yeah.
He's doing it again.
And get another beer.
In England versus Belgium in the group stages, which was a 1-0 defeat and a boring game at Yanazai with the goal, wasn't it, Flav?
It was Yanazai, yeah.
But for us, on a personal note, it was more than a game.
Yeah, it was.
It was the culmination of a long, long trek from Peckham in London
to Kaliningrad,
to Croydon, then to Croydon, Belgium, then to, where did we end up? Germany. Berlin.
Germany. Through Poland.
through Poland into and Russia. All the way into Russia to get there. And if there's a video, if you want to watch videos over the Christmas period, because often you've got a bit of time there, please go and watch our Russia videos, because I'm really proud of him. Just, and it was an amazing thing that we still, every sort of 3 or 4 months, we'll go back and watch it.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it was an incredible trip for us to do. We were so lucky to be able to do it. Did it in the Vanarama van, got to Russia, won't ruin it, but it got a bit hairy. It got very hairy.
Yeah, there was so much went wrong. Like, there's so much that went wrong that not even in the film. So yeah, go and watch that as a favor to us, because it's good that people can still, because for most audiences or people watching this, it didn't happen. Mm. But it did happen to us.
Yeah.
And we want you to recognise that. So don't watch it. Just type in Bull Street Road to Russia.
Yes. And so what we should have done, we should have done a third part. I wish we had, because on the way back, what happened was we drove a silly amount of... Oh, no, sorry. First, we had to get hitchhike across the border, back across the border, with this guy who we thought was going to drive off with our stuff, because we had to get out the car and push across the border. We then picked up a hitchhiker, because the hitchhiker came to us and someone else had helped us earlier in the story. Again, go check out this video. Flav looked at me and go, we've got to kind of help him out. And I looked at him and went, do we? Yeah. Well, we did, and well, he was fine. He was good as gold.
We'd been helped immeasurably, like massively. And so when another person comes to you, that's someone saying, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why we had to help. That said, I was very nervous.
Yes, I was.
When
he
was in the car, he was a little bit weird.
And when we got in the car, I said to Flav, I went, Flav, your passport's there. Because I was worried this dude's just going to, like, nick your passport or something. Anyway, did that, got to one point, then drove for ages, got to the next hotel in Germany, I think it was, for, like, 2 a.m, had about 4 hours sleep.
So we set off for Berlin at 4 o'clock, because you were editing the second version of the film. We set off and went to Berlin at 4 a.m, and that is a 9-hour drive from Kaliningrad to Berlin, so it's through Poland.
Yeah, yeah.
It was about 380 miles. And we got to Berlin at 2 a.m.
Yeah, slept for a couple of hours. The plan was to be in Lille, for the France-Argentina game, which was an amazing game, to capture all that and do another video there. But we popped a tyre on a bridge, had like
3 miles of tailbacks because of our popped tyre.
Popped tyre.
And you hadn't driven at all. And you'd been in the car for like 2 hours.
Yeah. Anyway, long story short, we then got stuck in Germany for ages, and it got to a point where we had to stay over the weekend because we needed a new tyre, special tyre, and we had to make a call where...
On Monday. Bearing in mind, England and Colombia were playing on the Tuesday.
On the Tuesday. We were like, someone had to stay to the Tuesday and then would have to drive the van back. Flav put his hand up and took the responsibility and said, you guys go, leave me here. I'll sort out the tyre in there.
But I didn't know at that moment, to be fair, I didn't know at that moment that I would definitely miss the game. Like, the timings, I basically was on the ferry and then driving back when the game was playing. But I didn't, like, it all depended on when the tyre was coming for the van, when they would be able to fix it, and how quickly I could get the fuck out of there. As it turned out, it was perfectly timed for me to miss the game. I watched some of it on the ferry, but I missed all the important...
Thank you.
Penalty.
Thank you. For,
I mean, I'd do
me
it. I'd do anything for you.
I think you knew how much it meant to me to be able to watch that game in my living room. But I watched it. I watched it with my dad. I actually filmed me and my dad watching the game, and that game was so tense.
Yeah.
And the penalty shootout. What I kept screaming, which I don't know why I kept screaming it, but I was like, I kept screaming, "It's our turn." that's enough now. It's our turn to win a penalty shootout.
We've seen us foul at penalty shootouts over and over again.
And then for Henderson to miss, for us to be 1-0 up for so long, Colombia were cheating constantly. For them to score, you were just like, what? And then for it to go to penalties, and you think, come on, this is our go. And then for Henderson to miss, and you think, that's it.
Mm.
We've done it again. We've lost again.
Mm.
No, not this time. And then I'm getting hit. Like, my head's back on my head.
Me too.
Pickford, what a save.
Yeah.
And then Dier with probably one of the worst penalties I've ever seen. But it went in. And thank God it went in.
I was in the van at that point. I'd got off the ferry. And I was in the van. And I obviously had TalkSport on, or Radio 5 Live, or whatever it was. And I was listening to it. And I've never listened to a penalty shootout on a radio before. And it was fine because you're not having to, you can visualise it completely. So in my head, and I've seen the replays, but as I remember it, I was in this van that I'd been in for 8 days prior. We'd driven, I would say, 3,000 miles in total in the space of 8 days.
Yeah.
And we scored. Yeah, sorry. We scored. And I was screaming in the van, like screaming, about punching the roof, just screaming. And I looked to my left where James and Sam had been for the last week.
Mate.
And there was no one there. It was just a very dark van. And I looked out through the windscreen at the M20, I want to say. I don't know what it is, whatever, from Dover to London. And there was no one there.
That's
there was no
mad,
one.
There
was just me, the road, my headlights illuminating the light, and me going crazy. And you know what?
That's kind of cool.
I'm fine. Yeah. That's my story.
Yeah.
Because I could have been one of the people that went mentally in the crowd at some sort of box park or something. And actually, I was fine with it. I've seen loads of great nights. Let's choose that. Let's not talk about anything else. That was the game. That was the game of the season. Yeah. England versus Colombia. The World Cup where Gareth Southgate brought the nation together. What a man. That's my dad. Can I answer it? Hello, Dad.
Hello, Gal.
I'm doing a podcast.
What?
I'm doing a podcast.
Have you got your car keys?
Why?
Well, Arsenal are playing, aren't they? You've got to put another ticket on it.
Fucking, I hate them bastards. Yeah, I've got them. Fuck's sake.
Oh, I'll have to put one on the window.
All right, Dad.
All right.
Are you spoke to Ross?
Yeah.
All right, so we've got...
What time are you getting there?
I'll be finished in about half hour.
Okay, all right.
All right, bye.
I'll see you in little beers then.
All right, bye.
Bye, mate.
What a voice. It's got
such a great voice, isn't it?
Amazing. Right, yeah, look, it's got to be that game, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm
the sure. The other I had was Liverpool-Real Madrid, Champions League final, Arsenal-Spurs the other week. I thought it was an incredible Premier League game. But yeah, England-Colombia.
Yeah, 100%.
Amazing.
Wahana.
Best player... For a shit team award.
Aaron Moy.
Have a little football.
He's cultured midfielder.
Mm. Okay. Wilfred Zaha for me. Oh. Why is he still Palace? Yeah. It's mad, isn't it? He's so good. Like, and I get it. And he signed a new deal. I appreciate it. And I remember when Les Ferdinand left QPR and I was like, shit. Like, we're not going to have another
Newcastle.
With him. Went to Newcastle for 6 million, yeah. And I know I get why, like, Palace fans will be annoyed at me for saying that. I'm blown away that he has not been picked up by a bigger team.
I mean, I think...
Larger team. I don't want to say bigger team anymore. Mm. Larger team.
I mean, it's the same.
But he's so good.
Same. So means good. Is that same thing.
No, because larger is not always good.
Well.
Neither is bigger, actually.
Yeah.
Can hurt.
I don't know. If your missus has told you that, she's lying.
Oh. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
England Player of the Year.
England Player?
Yeah, so those are our nominees for Best Player for a Shit Team. Let us know yours in the comments below. England Player of the Year. I've got four nominees here.
Okay, go for it.
Raheem Sterling has been through a lot and has done very well for Man City this season. Remember that?
England, the player for English England.
English Player of the
English
Year.
English Player, yeah. Okay, that's a different question, isn't it?
Harry Kane, John Stones, Jordan Pickford. Who would you like to nominate? Go on, Tamir. Who do you want to nominate?
Probably out of that bunch. Probably Sterling. I'd say he's done a lot more for Man City, done a lot more in general.
Can you take away the politics from it?
I think he's come through a hell of a lot this year. And that's not a reason to it shouldn't be that gives it to him, but the fact that he scored a lot of goals as well.
He's still breaking
he is moving forward. This guy,
well, yeah.
And he's so young. But then Harry Kane's been an impeccable captain, got golden boot. Scored a load of goals for Spurs. I think John Stones has moved forward as a footballer to like a completely different level.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's very
good.
Jordan
Pickford's come from nowhere, really.
All right, let's give it Sterling.
Let's give it to Sterling. I would give it to... Sure, I'd give it to Jordan Pickford, you know.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more.
That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I know he's had a nightmare with the crossbar thing, but that happens with goalkeepers. He's come in and made himself number one, and he gave me the Colombian moment.
No, he's great. I mean, he's a really good goalkeeper. Mm. His distribution is impeccable, but I mean, it's a stretch.
So okay. It's a stretch. Good. Good goalkeeper pun there. Okay, let us know yours in the comments below.
Can't reach the bar, so it's not stretching enough.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. I was in the beer can.
You did a cracking joke. You missed it. Don't worry. Here, right, next award is the Let's Get Them Off and Make Some Babies Because I Love You That Much Person of the Year Award.
There's only one player that comes to mind when you say that.
Let's get me off and have some babies.
Let's get them off let's and get make them some off. Babies because I love you that much person of the year.
Oh.
You wrote one down.
Did I? Mm. When?
It starts with, well, his first name's Musa.
Oh, yeah, Musa Sokko. I mean, what a man.
Turnaround.
This is the thing with Moussa Sissoko, is that you're talking about people that have come through hardship. He was easily, apart from Janssen, the shittest footballer I've ever seen. Terrible. Lump.
Yeah.
Offered nothing.
Yeah.
Didn't see it.
Is this just a bit of a joke, though, what your behaviour? You're like, oh, we like him now.
I don't.
Is he actually playing good, playing well?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's mad. Like we were talking about it on the Fighting Cop podcast, my other podcast. We were talking about him saying we should rest him against Arsenal, keep him fresh. That's
for who? For Everton at the weekend.
Whatever the Premier League, whatever. But we're talking about Moussa Sissoko and making sure he doesn't play too much football because it affects our chances in the Premier League.
That is a turnaround, isn't it?
And.
That was a shame on for those listening.
Yeah, shame on me. Shame on me. And shame on other Spurs fans as well for throwing him under the bus. Further proof that we know nothing about the game.
Mine is...
And you would say the same about Junior Hoylett. Tearing up trees at Cardiff.
He's banging in some goals. Very infuriating.
Couldn't get a tune out of him.
He would do it. He'd be like, beat a play. Cutting on his right foot. Here we go. And he'd shank it.
Yeah,
he'd screw up every single time.
Perhaps now your football club is the problem. No, perhaps your football club's the problem.
Maybe. Mine is Gareth Southgate. I know it's a bit of a theme this year, but this podcast.
I love him.
This guy, right? This guy was a nobody ugly loser.
What's
ugly guy's doing here? He's not a good looking guy. Wait. The reason I'm saying that is because we're now at a point where he's my pick for the Let's Get Them Off and Make Some Babies Because I Love You That Much award. He's very attractive. I find him very attractive. Great family man, great husband. And he's done wonders. What a guy.
I've just realised what I've agreed to with Moussa Sissoko. Because if you look at the two of us, there's only one person who's going to be on.
Doesn't work like that, I don't think. Don't do things like that.
Well, I'm just saying that out of the two of us, I'm definitely going to be on the receiving end of that.
Why?
Because
he's
bigger and stronger than me.
Right.
Great.
Well, hang on, I'm not saying anything offensive here. He would say he would be in the gay community thick, and I thought that was a purely kind of heterosexual thing. I thought it was something that, you know, a girl with a big behind is thick.
But that's thick with two C's.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thick with two C's in the gay scene is someone who's like could take a pound in.
Take a pound in or give a pound in?
No, take one. Yeah, yeah. We've been talking about this on the Fighting Cock in.
What's that? Is that the fighting cock? How ironic.
Yeah.
You're talking about that.
Well, I wouldn't fight him. I'd lay down and say, well, this is my fate. Moussa Sissoko gets what he wants.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's a winner.
And he's bigger and stronger than me.
Yes, okay. Point made. Okay. At Joe Arsenal, tweeted this one. The long overdue exit award. The nominees are Arsene Wenger at Arsenal, Mourinho at Man United, Stoke from the Premier League. That's harsh.
Yeah, time to go, isn't it? Get out. Harsh. Burnley, Stoke, get out. Get out now.
Wayne Rooney from the Premier League. Wayne Rooney from the Premier League or Joe Hart from the England squad? Which one was the most long overdue exit and who wins that award this year?
Sure, that's a good question with some good nominees.
Well done, Joe.
Yeah, really good. I would.
Wenger,
Wayne Rooney. Probably Wayne Rooney.
More than Arsene Wenger?
Yeah, because Arsene Wenger had. There was storylines created from Arsene Wenger. It was interesting. It's like, what will Arsenal do next? Couldn't they cope without him? He's created a football club in his own image. There's interest for me in that. With Wayne Rooney, it's like, who gives a fuck? He occasionally scores for Man United. Now he's playing for Everton, the kind of one of the most insipid football clubs in the league.
Unfair.
It isn't unfair.
To be fair, Wayne Rooney, Wayne Rooney, our top goal scorer.
Had a few cans.
I've had four cans.
Wayne Rooney, our top goal scorer. People like Mark Goldbridge on United stand are like, oh, get him out. And in that same game, just to break the record, he scored one of the best free kicks I've seen from like an unbelievable. And even Everton, yeah, he could have offered more, but I feel like the Wenger situation went on for way longer than it needed.
Jim, you heard what he said, but the thing that stands out is that he was sending for Mark Goldbridge. I want someone here to clip this up and put it on Twitter with an at tourism. We're sending for Mark Goldbridge.
I think you're missing the point with Goldbridge as well. That you're suggesting that his what comes out of his mouth is genuine.
Oh shit! That's sending twice. So he's not genuine.
Wow.
And
you're on camera as well.
That's fine.
So
well, absolutely fine.
I'm
going
to zoom in.
This is like because you're smaller than him.
What do you mean?
In terms of audience size.
Right. All right. This could work out for me.
Yeah. Really work. Yeah. You've got to go to war with Goldbridge. You just hope that you put his name.
I'm just a nobody.
I'll literally. You're not. If that happens, I will personally for free film the diss track, edit it, and help you get it up.
I'm just excited for next season because. If Forest go up this year, it's going to be really exciting. Who's he going to choose?
Oh, shit. Going ham on Goldbridge.
Went there. Nick Gulliver. Best manager to be shafted at awards shows. Nominations are Eddie Howe, Espirito Santo, Claude Puel, or Rafa Benitez. I think this is a good point here. Oh, and Chris Hughton as well. Because everyone just talks about top six teams. And so these guys, on much smaller budgets, are pulling up trees. They're just not exciting trees. And they're missing out in these award ceremonies. So they should have an award, and I think that's great. So in 2018, who's done the best job out of these guys? Eddie Howe. DeSanto. Is it DeSanto?
DeSanto Wolves, yeah.
Claude Puel or Rafa Benitez?
I'm going to say DeSanto at Wolves.
I disagree.
How can you disagree?
I'll tell you why I disagree, because he's done a great job. They've all done a great job. And Chris Hughton's done a great job as well, sorry. I actually think with the squad that he's got, I think, and the pressure that he's got, Rafa Benitez has done an unbelievable job. That squad is terrible. And he got them, what was it, 10th last season? This season, they were really, really struggling at the start of the season, but they're slowly kind of clawing their way back. And he gets the job done. I think he's done unbelievably well. That's such a tough place to manage, especially with with the owner and all of that stuff. I think he's had a harder job than Santo, who's basically, you've got George Mendes and he's bringing in these amazing footballers. He's got them going, he's got them playing well, but
he's still got to get
them playing
as a team. And seventh in the Premier League is...
Oh, I think he's doing brilliantly. Don't get me wrong, I just think Benitez has had a harder hand. It's got more from a bad hand.
Yeah. I think the Sanders got Wolves playing better than Newcastle. They're both they won their respective leagues. They come back up. Now it's Premier League, it's a real deal, proper football.
Yeah, but how much money have Wolves spent?
So what?
What do you mean so what? It's crucial. Let's know. Benitez or Santo for that one. Dave the Rave Schmidt.
I love that guy.
I reckon he could do a job at a top club, award. Of 2018. The nominations are
Eddie Howe.
This is players. Yeah.
Players?
Yes. Callum Wilson. Arnautovic.
Yeah.
Ryan Fraser he's putting here. Wilfred Zaha.
Yep.
and Mitrovic. I would like to throw in there Ruben Neves.
Yes.
He's quality.
Great shout. And Aaron Moy.
Mate, you love Aaron Moy.
He's a good player. Doing a good job.
Do you know what I forgot to say earlier? The guy who was unfairly sacked, David Moyes, kept West Ham up. It's unfair.
Yeah, but it's not. It's a stink of mediocrity that comes with him.
Who out of those guys would you go? Or is there anyone else you would go? Who do you think could actually make that step?
Wilfred Zaha, Neves is definitely going to be on to bigger and better things.
I think Arnautovic is a good shout. I think Arnautovic could do
it. He was at a big club. He was at a Champions League winning club. He's got a Champions League winning medal. What did he do?
Arnautovic.
He shines when he's the big fish in a small pond.
Do you mean Shaqiri?
No, Arnautovic won it with Inter Milan.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well done. I'm going for Arnautovic.
What? Look at Tanvir, you went.
Tanvir, who are you going for, mate?
Arnautovic.
I go for Zaha, yeah.
You'd be wrong with Arnautovic. You're making yourself look a bit silly.
I think he's a wonderful footballer. I'd say Mitrovic.
You're coming across as an idiot.
Am I coming across as an idiot? Vote now.
Right. Would you rather have in your team Arnautovic or Wilf Zaha?
Ooh. Great question.
It's not a great question because you would have said Arnautovic. You would have said Wilf Zaha otherwise.
I do like Zaha as well.
He's incredible. I love him so much.
Brian Gitsham, Flav.
Huh?
Brian Gitsham.
Yeah.
Best shit footballer nominees. We were talking about this in the pod a few weeks ago. So he's good, but he's shit. You know what I mean? So he's good, but he's shit.
Sissoko.
Sissoko is the second nominee.
Okay.
Danny Welbeck is the first nominee.
Yeah.
Sissoko second. Dejan Lovren.
Yeah.
Alvaro Morata, Phil Jones.
Phil Jones, I don't get it. I don't get it. So explain him to me.
So he's great, but you need to
have
a more solid defensive partnership, and you need someone that you can actually build a partnership with.
All he seems to do is make weird faces and score own goals.
No, that's all you're seeing.
Yeah. And
I don't see that. Will Zaha doesn't do that.
Because no one's clipping that up and putting it out there.
They could.
Is he as good at, you know, everyone's talking about Van Dijk and Liverpool and how Van Dijk's come in and he makes the players around him look better.
Yeah.
If Van Dijk was in that Man United team, would everyone be raving about Phil Jones like they do about Joe Gomez? Yeah. You think?
100%. Joe Gomez is good though. Like, I know you need your partner.
But is he good? Or is he just next to Van Dijk?
No, he's good. He's class.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
I'll go with my guy Paul Pogba.
He's good, but he's shit.
He's incredible. So he just plays very shit because.
To clarify this, then, T. I think a shit footballer, the best shit footballer, is someone who's they're not good at football, but they're a good footballer. So Sissoko, I think, is a good option. Right. Danny Welbeck is a good option for me. I don't really understand Morata. I think
because he's not good at football and he's not good. Yeah. There's more to Oiland than
Morata.
Then Romelu Lukaku.
Then Romelu Lukaku.
That is not a bad shout.
Because I've never seen anyone with a worse touch in my entire life.
He is.
Can I throw in Glenn Murray?
Garbage. No, because you've got an agenda against him.
No, but I'm not sure he's good footballer. I'm not sure he's good at football, but he's a bloody good footballer. He scores goals. He's not got any pace. He doesn't really score from like long range or anything like that. He doesn't dribble past anyone. He doesn't do anything. He's shit at football, but he's a good footballer.
Yeah, but you hate him.
Yeah, I mean, I do hate him because he buys too many fouls. But I respect him. I'm putting in Glenn Murray. That's my nomination.
All right.
Who are you going for, Flav?
Sissoko.
I've got Lukaku.
Got Lukaku. Let us know. The best shit footballer. Right, last few. This one is just an award that's been given out at Robert_THFC. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
I'll put that up.
The Grass Isn't Always Greener award goes to... Alexis Sanchez.
He's had a stinker, isn't he?
To be fair, he was having a stinker before he left Man United. Before he left Arsenal. His last season at Arsenal was very unimpressive. They've had a blinder out of that, Arsenal. I still think he will come good.
Do you?
Yeah, I think the right environment. I think even perhaps under a certain manager at Man United, you've got a very good footballer there. I know he's injured and whatnot.
I think Steve McClaren could get the best of him. Imagine if Steve McClaren's manager of him now. It's just happened in a week.
Just come out and play. That's all you got to say. You're a great footballer.
Yeah. Just shoot. That's all Sasha
Sanchez, you're a great footballer. I'm Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, yeah? My career was Solskjaer. My career was made up of coming off the bench and scoring important goals. I can't tell you, Alexis Sanchez, how to play football. You just go out and play, my son. And I can't even say my son because I'm only 3 years older than you.
Yeah. My cousin. Yeah, definitely Alexis Sanchez. He wins that award. Well done. Okay, and last few awards here. I'm going to finish with the one for the weekend contributor of the year.
Garrett.
Before that, well.
All right.
First of all, player of 2018. And then we're going to do team of 2018.
Overall player?
Player of 2018. Shall I go first? Let you have a bit of time to
go
think.
On.
I'm going to go with the player I've enjoyed watching the most, which is... It's De Bruyne. Kevin De Bruyne is wonderful. His passing. I love someone who's just like amazing at passing, but he also scores belters. Unbelievable stamina, can play in about 7 different positions. He reminds me of Gerrard at his peak. He is the nuts. He's my player of 2018.
I think you need a bit more. Mm. You need a bit more, didn't you?
Yeah, he's not offering much, is he?
No, he's not. I mean, he's good at football, but he's like that's so what?
Yeah, he's a bit boring, actually.
Yeah, like a boring, weird, little pale Belgian. Fuck De Bruyne. And fuck Man City. Like, fuck, I'm not giving them anything. I'm taking Sterling away.
Who's your player of 2018?
Wan-Bissaka.
Wan-Bissaka?
Okay. Yeah, he's achieved a lot.
Do you care to explain?
Nah.
No, why would you? Why would you?
To be fair, I'll go with Wan-Bissaka as well. The amount of points he's given me on
Guys, what are we trying to do?
I put him in as a joke on Fantasy Premier League, and he's got me so many points every now and then.
He's in a dream in fantasy football, to be fair.
Yeah.
Wan-Bissaka.
I couldn't have called that. You could have given me a lot of guesses. I wouldn't have gone for Wan-Bissaka.
Wan-Bissaka, who's saying to you?
Good
shit. Wan-Bissaka. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, my friend.
Player of 2018.
If you're watching this, Wan-Bissaka, congrats.
Congratulations, mate. Get this to Wan-Bissaka. Link this podcast and tweet Wan-Bissaka and let's get a response from him because he is our player of 2018.
He is one for the weekends, player of 2018. Wan-Bissaka of Crystal Palace.
I tell you, all the Liverpool fans are going to go mad about the Mo Salah stuff.
What Mo Salah?
What? Well, Mo Salah's been incredible, hasn't he?
Okay, but so is Eden Hazard.
So is Wan-Bissaka.
Sterling.
It's so boring. Yeah. All right, the best player wins it.
Wan-Bissaka, a player no one thought would even
it
be
is
playing.
Your, like, they don't come to us to give them the actual right answer. They come for us for Wan-Bissaka. And if you're not here for Wan-Bissaka or you think we're wrong, you can fuck off.
Okay. Team of 2018. Our penultimate award.
The whole team. You've got to do the whole team.
A team. A club.
Oh, all right.
Sorry, Flam. Nearly done.
Okay. Do you want to go home for Christmas?
I know you do. It's after Christmas.
Okay, sorry. breaking the illusion, isn't it? Yeah, no. Sorry, a team. I would say the team of 2018 is... England.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
England, yeah. United the Nation. When was the last time Man City ever done that?
Yeah. Need a bit more money to do that.
Can't do that because the money that they come from divides nations.
Allegedly.
It was true. Tanvi, your team of the year?
Yeah,
team
I'll go with England. I've never had a feeling like that. It was quite good.
Southgate, you're the one. You still turn me on. Football's coming home again. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm trying to think. I'm not going to go for England. I've got two nominees, if that's all right. Wolves have done very, very well.
Yeah.
That's quite a rise from, who is it? Paul Lambert. They've gone through the roof. Well done to them. Yep. Portsmouth have had a bloody good year.
Kilmarnock.
Kilmarnock is smashing it.
They've been top twice in the Scottish Premier League.
Good. Like hang in there, lads.
Everyone's digging out the Scottish Premier League.
And it might be 10 points clear by now.
It is toilet. Like, I mean, standing football out there is terrible. I've been up there, seen it.
Okay.
But you know, that is a competition this year. Whereas here, is it a competition? No, it isn't, my friends.
The other team, I would say Liverpool have had an exciting year. No. Very, very exciting year. They're top of the table. They had the Champions League run last year. Offered a lot of excitement and played in a very good way. So I'll chuck them in as well.
It's good for them, but everyone else is just like,
I'm neutral, I'm not really bothered.
Are you neutral?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yes.
Do you really want Liverpool to win the Premier League?
Do I want them to win the league?
Do you really? Deep down. If you had a choice,
Between who? Between anyone?
Between Tottenham.
I'd want Spurs to win it, just to make you happy, mate.
That's, I mean, or Man United or Liverpool. Who would you
rather? I'd love to see Bournemouth win it or someone like that. That'd be amazing. I just want to see that again. That's, I can relate to that. Yeah. Come on, the Wolves. Come on, lads. And final one. One for the weekend. Contributor of the year.
White Teeth. It's got to be.
And
the,
I think this is this
the
is,
boy.
This is two things, isn't it? Really, it's one for the weekend moment of the year. Now we've had a lovely year. I feel like the podcast has really come into its own. A bit like Spurs. It's like if it was a season, then it wouldn't be doing as well. But if it was just the calendar year, we'd be winning everything because this podcast is class, right? And in terms of moments, though, there is no higher moment than the culmination of the White Teeth story. For those of you who are still watching this now, you are probably someone who's watched the White Teeth story, and it is still people want a new White Teeth story, but it's not easy.
You can't just write 1984 and then follow that up with Animal.
1985.
That was a one-off. You enjoyed it. Let's move on.
Let's nostalgically look at it now, though.
Absolutely,
it was amazing.
It was incredible. Like that, like I love the fact that as a side to this is the boy Bhoy is a Celtic fan. He'll definitely be watching this.
Do you know what he also, sorry, go on.
I wasn't in the middle of my sentence. There at all.
I get excited sometimes.
Yeah, you do get excited. Rein it in.
It's Christmas.
So not Christmas. Christmas passed.
Christmas has
it's
gone,
done now. We're back into the doldrums of working cycle once again. He didn't have a Twitter account. He hated Twitter. In his own words, didn't have a Twitter account. Now he's got 170 followers.
Does he?
He follows two people, you and I. He might have followed others. So. And because of that, because of the great work he did in the White Teeth, he's now got a social media account.
Do you know what? It's such a shame it'll never be seen. But I had this idea for a bit with people basically transporting footballers into a previous time. Do you remember me saying this at the start of the season? Like, basically, take a couple of people and then write a story. A bit of fan fiction, basically, footballer fan fiction. And I asked him to write a story on it, and he wrote this, like, really quickly thing about this, like, medieval thing where Ruud van Nistelrooy was like, killing Martin Keown and Lee Dixon. And it was like, it doesn't work in the podcast. I can't read it out because it, like, we never got there, and it was just, like, it was just too much. But it was a joy to read. Like, this, that writing was so good, and that story was
so good. He's a wordsmith. And look, if you somehow haven't watch that, you can just type White Teeth Chronicles and then Long Ball Street into YouTube, and then it'll be there. Okay. It's to this day an incredible story.
The podcast, of course, will be back in 2019, but I think this is the perfect time to say that I absolutely love doing this podcast. I love the bits that we've created. Like, footballers' wangs, where did that come from? There's so many different...
Where did that come from? You saw someone's Terry Venables as well.
Yeah, and then organically people started writing stuff in the comment section.
Important.
And again, look,
it's important
this
work.
Podcast, every single podcast that we do, it's all about the comment section. It's such a joy reading through them and utilising them and making that into a podcast the next week. So massive thank you to everyone who has got behind the podcast this year. If you don't subscribe to us on iTunes, then go and do that. Subscribe to the channel, like this video if you're feeling generous, and again, just stay part of this community because I really enjoy it.
Leave some reviews on iTunes and then we'll 100% read them out. Like, whatever they are, we'll read them out, because actually what on the podcast side of things, it's reviews, ratings, and
is it?
That's really important. Okay. Well, subscribe, but do it, and if you do it and do leave a review, we'll guarantee to read it out.
New Year. Final thing from me is have a great New Year's. I hope you had a great 2018. Go forth and have a great 2019. And if you do need some advice, Flames is here.
What does that mean when someone wishes you a happy New Year or a happy Christmas? Like, your Christmas and New Year is going to be better because they've done that?
Oh, don't do this now.
It's not, though.
I just want to end on, like, a nice note.
All right. But it's not. It's bollocks, isn't it? Like, what? It's bollocks.
It's just nice things to say.
Well, I'm not going to say to you, happy New Year.
Thanks, mate.
I'm not going to say that to you, because me saying it to you offers, it improves your New Year zero amount. We're done, aren't we?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.